Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masechus Makos, and today we are learning parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Hatami shachal asakodesh, a tamei person that eats hegdish, va'abala mikdash tamei, or someone who goes into the base of mikdash, while tamei va'ochel chelev, someone who eats the forbidden fats of an animal, the dam, or the blood of an animal, v'nosar, or leftover parts of a carbon beyond the zman, when they're allowed to be eaten, u'pigul, or carbon that had a machshav of chutz l'zmano, and therefore ruined the carbon, v'tamei, or a tamei carbon, shochit va'amala b'chutz, someone who shechted and brought up a carbon outside of the asar, va'ochel chametz b'pesach, or someone eats chametz on Pesach, va'ochel v'osam malach b'yom kippurim, someone who eats or does malach on Yom Kippur, va'mefatim es Hashem, and someone who tries to make this special Shemana Mishcha, va'mefatim es haketores, someone who tries to prepare the ketores that they use in the Beis HaMikdash, va'sach b'Shemana Mishcha, someone who anoints himself with Shemana Mishcha, va'ochel nevelos, the person who eats nevelos, or trefos, or he eats trefa animal that was ill, shkatzer m'masim, all sorts of creepy crawly things, achal tevel, person eats produce that trumas Meisers were not taken from. Umeiser Rishon Shalom Nifta Chumaso, or Meiser Rishon that the Chumas Meiser was not taken from. Umeiser Sheni Vagdish Shalom Nifta, or Meiser Sheni or Hagdish that was never redeemed for money. You get Malkus for all these things. Kami Yochum and Atevel Vechayiv. How much Tevel does a person have to eat to be Chayiv? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shehu, even a tiniest amount. Vachamam Kazayas. No, Achil is always a Kazayas. Amlam Rabbi Shimon Yetav, Odom Liba Ochon, the Malo Kol Shehu Shu Chayiv. So Rabbi Shimon said, what do you mean? Why do you need a Kazayas? Don't you agree that if you eat a teeny tiny bug that's way smaller than a kazayas that you're going to be chayiv? Amalob neshi kivriyasa. That's only because it's an entire entity. It's a beria. Amalhan avchidachas kivriyasa. He says, well, one little thing of wheat is also kivriyasa, meaning a beria means a natural item that is whole. So just like a bug is a natural item that is whole, a piece of wheat is also a natural item that is whole. And therefore, in order to be chayiv for achila, you either have to eat a kazayas or something natural that is whole. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, ha'ochel bikurim ad shelo kara alehen. If a person eats bikurim before he did the mikra bikurim, katshe katshim chutz l'klayim, or he eats katshe katshim outside of the azar, katshim kalim ma'is sheni chutz l'choma, or he eats katshim kalim ma'is sheni outside of Yerushalayim, where it's supposed to be eaten, ha'shover es ha'etzem b'pesach ha'tohar. If he breaks a bone in a tohar korban pesach, which is nesir, ha'reza alok arbam, you get malchus for that as well. Avala mosir b'tar v'ashover b'tam. If a person leaves over extra meat from a ketar carbon pesach, or he breaks a bone in a tamei carbon pesach, he does not get malchus, because the pasuk says etim lo sishbru vo, and we darshin bekosher velo bepasul, that the issue of breaking an etim is only in a kosher carbon pesach, not in a pasul carbon pesach. So to review what we learned today, in Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis, we had given a whole long list of various chayve krisos and other things for which you get malchus. And then we said that we had a machlokas. How much tevel do you have to eat to be chayv? Rabbi Shimon says, kol shu l'cham say kazayis. And what they're really arguing about is whether a single chita counts as a beria, the same way that a bug would count as a beria. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you eat bikurim before you did the mikro bikurim, or kachim outside of the azar, kachim kalim outside of Yerushalayim, or you break a bone in a Torah Korban Pesach, you're going to be Chayv Malkus. But if you break a bone in a Tamei Korban Pesach, or you just leave over meat from a Torah Korban Pesach, one is not going to be Chayv Malkus. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet.